الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said كما تحيون تموتون كما تموتون تبعثون أو تحشرون. As you live you will leave this world. As a person lives his life in this dunya, in the very same manner he will leave the world. And as you leave the world, you will be raised and you will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to correct our lives so that we too may enjoy a beautiful death. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was extremely happy at the time of death when he became aware that these are the last few moments of my life and I will soon be departing from the world. He began uttering poetry. What did he say? Wa taraba ghadan nalqal ahibba Muhammadan wa hizba. That how enjoyable it is. Tomorrow we shall meet the beloveds, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala spent his entire life in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the love of Sahaba, and in desire for the akhirat. So at the time of mort, at the time of death, he experienced the very same feelings. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu fell ill, then Sahaba came to visit Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. They asked Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, should we call a doctor? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an said that the doctor has already attended to me. So someone from the gathering asked that what did the doctor say? So he said that the doctor said, inni fa'alun lima urid, that I will certainly do what I intend, what I wish to do with him. In this he indicated towards the verse of the Quran Sharif where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions inna rabbaka fa'alun lima yurid, that verily your Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he will do whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wishes. Thereafter Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came in and seeing the condition of her father, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha rendered some poetry. In response to her poetry, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said that the matter is not such. Rather recite this verse of the Quran Sharif, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ, that the pangs and the difficulties of death have certainly come. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ, this is that thing from which you people would run away. But this is a reality and now the sakarat and the pangs of death have come. Look at the final moments of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. His entire life was spent in enjoying a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His entire life was spent in his connection with the Quran Sharif. At the time of his death, he is quoting verses of the Quran Sharif. He then made a wasiyat that the two pieces of cloth that I am wearing should be washed. And in the very same two pieces of cloth, I should be enshrouded when I leave the world. As the people that are living, they are more in need of new clothing, not a man that is going into the qabr. It is mentioned Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he refrained from wastage and futile expenses in his entire life. A man that was always content with what Allah ta'ala had given him, he would always be content with it. So the very same conditions prevail at the time of death as well. That year, don't waste your money on new cloth. But the very same clothing as I am wearing, enshroud me in that. And in these clothing, I should be put into my qabr. When the time of death drew extremely close, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala entered. And he requested Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He said, oh, the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some advice. He said, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pours the wealth of dunya upon you, O Salman, don't attach your heart to more than necessity. That let your heart be restricted only to what you require. Over and above that, don't put your heart into it. After rendering this advice, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala passed away. He led a life of disinclination from dunya, totally disinclined from dunya, always concerned of deen and akhirat, and his concern was people must remain upon deen. So the very same concern, he left this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.